Legends. I'm James Gillen. I'm your host, and we've got another great show tonight. We're going to cover all kinds of territory tonight, and there's a lot of things going on. So I want to talk a little bit about people are hearing these loud bangs everywhere, and you know, there's sinkholes and like dimensional shift things going on, and lights in the sky, and it's getting pretty crazy out there. And I was just put onto a report called the Chandra Report, which I'm going to look into deeper. And hopefully get somebody on the air to talk about that. But from what I understand, over in Australia, I guess either their CIA or equivalent to CIA had a download of something like 6,000 pages of information. I'll have to find out more about that. And talking about exactly these times and what to experience, and that there's going to be a fifth dimensional overlay, like a merging of dimensions happen. And a heads up about that. And what they talked about is watch out for the, you know, the lights in the sky, the crazy flashes and, you know, distortions like temporal distortions, time distortions and loud booms and things of that nature. So that seems to be a global event right now. It's happening around the world. So obviously there is a merge going on. And, you know, with all merges, with all influxes of higher consciousness and energy or merges with higher dimensions, we have to rise to the occasion. So a little heads up out there. People are on a fast track right now to processing all the old wounds and traumas, and things are coming up, and it's getting a little crazy out there. So just remember, you're not alone. And relationships are for growth, not for happiness. You might get some happiness in there, but we're here for soul evolution, folks, and that's about it. But with any further ado, I want to bring on we've got the crew here, the eSETI crew here, to make some announcements and kind of cover some of the changes that are going on here at eSETI. I mean, we've had to kind of change things around a little bit and to better serve the people coming here and to better serve ourselves and tighten up security a little bit. So you know, without any further ado, I'm going to see if we can bring Nate on to just talk about some of the changes that are going on here at eSETI to inform people how to connect and if they want to come to the ranch or come to any events, and also at the same time give us any updates about any events. So Nate, are you with us?
Hey, James. Yeah, I'm right here. So first, I guess I'll maybe start off by just kind of addressing the email address, esetireservations@gmail.com. And I want to say thank you to everybody for being patient. I have not really responded. I haven't been on that email address for like the last couple of months. I just turned the autoresponder on the autoresponder was on just with a general message telling everybody, hey, you know, it's winter time and we're busy with a number of projects. I might not be able to get back to you. You know, please get a hold of us in the spring, basically, was the gist of it. And so I know that there are quite a few emails in there, people that are waiting to hear back about a bunch of stuff. And I'm finally ready to start to crack into that and start getting back to everybody. So just be patient, I'd say, if you did send us an email, and we hope to get to you here real soon. So we do have a couple of dates for that we are going to send some private invites out to our friends or folks that are interested that we choose to invite. And so the opportunities in April are going to be that second weekend of April, the 12th, the 13th, and 14th. Going to be putting together some time for private Skywatch, time to hang out with James and myself and Jana, and, you know, maybe book some private healing sessions and just some time to hang out with fellow seekers of the path, right? We also have the dates of the 26th, 27th, and 28th of April available as well. So anybody who's interested in that, absolutely shoot us an email over at esetireservations@gmail.com. And if you're interested in hooking up with us on any of those dates. A couple of other announcements that kind of ties into some of our legal adventures that we've been having and some of the research that we've been doing. like James said, that there are a number of changes that are continuing to be implemented as we still are in a period of transition, as pretty much everybody is, and the Earth is going through that transition as well. We have been operating privately for the last couple of years, but we're kind of just tuning that up and working on streamlining it and perfecting it for our own sanity, our own safety, and for, you know, the safety of others who might be interested in coming here as well. One of those changes is that the ranch has gotten rid of the address and is no longer recognizing that or using the address, and the mailbox is gone as well. That could be a lengthy discussion about why we do that, and that might be outside of the scope of this conversation right now, but suffice it to say that folds into our strategy of empowering ourselves and not being a part of the system that we don't want to participate in. But so people should know that also the gate is closed, and, you know, not to just come rolling up to the ranch without making an appointment. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really positive momentum going on. We're all really excited. Today was an awesome day at the ranch. And it was just beautiful spring day. All the snows melted. We were all out there in t-shirts. Sun was blazing. You know, just getting all sorts of cool projects done and feeling really good. We got our buddy Spencer's out here visiting the ranch and trying to get a little downtime for himself. Before we move on to Spencer, let me make one other announcement about that middle or that third weekend of April. So James, you're going to be up there in Yelm, Washington, doing some sort of presentation and also doing a Skywatch for a couple of nights. James, excuse me, I haven't been able to get a hold of the folks up there that are organizing that, so I don't have all of the information about that. Mm-hmm. But if anybody's interested, I should have more information about it in the next day or two. So, again, if people want to email about coming to see James's presentation or hang out in Skywatch with you out in Yelm, certainly shoot us an email and we'll get back to them. Can you tell us anything more about it, James? What do you know about what's going to go on up there?
Well, I'll be at the Yelm Theater is all I know. And I think – I'm not sure what they're going to charge. It's pretty reasonable. It's like $20 for a presentation that, you know, we're going to cover everything from interdimensional mind to actually, you know, photographing, connecting with the different beings on these higher dimensions, showing video of the ships flying over Yosemite, powering up, interacting with the people. Just kind of covering just about, you know, what's happening right now, 2013 and beyond, and you know, what to be expecting in the future. So, which is a big crapshoot right now, you know, it's getting crazy, but because there's so many variables in it. But at the same time, we're just going to cover, just basically the process that we're all undergoing and you know, ways and techniques on getting through it and how to understand some of the challenges that come with the ascension process and how to move through them. But it's going to be quite an event. And then we're going to have another gathering. I believe that's on the 19th. But again, we'll have more details on that. It's just now being worked out. And then the next day, I think on the 20th, we'll probably have the a gathering. I'm not sure on those dates because it might be the 19th, the 20th, or it might be the 20th and the 21st. So
I think that it's the 20th and the 21st.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys like Skywatch? You're going to lead a Skywatch the second night?
Yeah, we're going to do kind of a little dinner, a bonfire, a dinner, and just a talk and a place where we can do one-on-one stuff and really engage the energy and see if we can bring in the ships and just talk about the protocols for contact and things of that nature. But, yeah, that'll be on the 21st. But again, well, you know, if you want to do it, again, send an email to eSETI Reservations or sign up for the newsletter, because we'll put the information out over the newsletter at eSETI.org and let everybody know about that gathering. And it should be a pretty interesting event. You know, they always are. And the last time I went to Rainier, we had a really good group there, and it was a kind of a tight group and smaller presentation, but boy, the energy in the room was phenomenal, and people had some amazing breakthroughs, you know, in the presentation, and major ahas, you know, in what's going on in their own lives and their own spiritual experiences.
Cool. Yeah. So we do have a couple of other announcements. I don't know if that's really enough material or time to take up the whole show. So I know that we had planned on opening up the show a little bit later on for some listener call-ins. So mm-hmm. It might be a good point to just throw that out there right now. You know, people can look on the BBS website to get all those numbers to call in. We also got Jana, we got Spencer here. Maybe before we get to Spence, maybe we could go over to Jana and kind of talk about, since, you know, James is back, you guys are both available for doing the private sessions, the transpersonal release sessions. Do you want to just touch on that for a second, Jana?
Well, this is James' most well-known healing modality. And basically, James, I mean, you can explain this. I'm an observer. I'm also a clairvoyant and a channeler, and that I've been practicing this modality with James for the last number of years. And I've seen it had a tremendous effect in both grace and exactitude towards hitting patterns that have been established in this life, usually at childhood, and as well as past life trauma. And that it's very much like the energy that's coming in from Galactic Center. It's almost as if the Earth is a bit of a boiling pot and we're part of that. So in that process, a lot of our things that have previously gone unknown are coming to a head, and that James is a very clear channel for higher consciousness and energy, and has the ability to basically nail these things on the head. And the way that it works, it is, you know, you can use James's energy and the feminine energy. It's like a check and balance. So the information is highly accurate and, again, very graceful. I don't know how else to explain it, you know, considering that we're on a radio call here. except that it, just like any other experience, it's up to you to be open, to be ready to surrender, and to let go of anything that doesn't serve you anymore, and that we're all here to help each other in the process. And that's been a huge inspiration, because there is a huge master and a healer within all of us. So the more we reveal that to each other and ourselves, the more we're empowering ourselves and others, because essentially, you know, we're all one and we're all connected. So when we do engage our own healing, it helps the planet, and it does help people around us, because you wouldn't believe what's, you know, happening on the edges of our own energy fields. And when you start to step fully into yourself and to allow your full self to come in, the necessary changes happen for you to let go, so that you can become that which you're meant to be, and not all the programs of social consciousness, and not what you think you should be. So, that's kind of what I have to say.
Yeah. Let me cover. Yeah, thanks, Jana. I wanted to cover a little bit more about that. The process is quite interesting, because we do have a male-female balance, which allows us to hook into the highest levels of consciousness and energy. And when you get up on the higher levels, they are balanced, and you need a male-female balance, or you need to be fully balanced within yourself. But because of the near-death experience that I went through, two of them, and 30 years of training, we've kind of developed this process that's very efficient. It's very quick. And we can go through past lives, birth trauma, age one, and start pulling people's major blocks and patterns. And it's like a, you know, the spirit's like a river, And the way I see it, it's coming down through your crown. And when you start pulling enough boulders out of the way, pretty soon the river's flowing freely. And you get a few boulders out, the river just pushes everything else out of the way. So it's an amazing initiation. It's a quantum leap in consciousness. And we don't really realize what's ruling our lives. You know, we're magnetizing people and events to us according to our consciousness, but it's happening on levels that we're not even aware of. And so unless we access and heal those old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experiences, we're just sitting ducks for for some pretty intense creations coming down the pike that might not be too enjoyable, you might say. So it's a way of healing these energies, and you know, before they manifest. And also too, it's been filmed by some scientists that came up here that actually filmed this on several occasions. Different types of people have come and checked out the energy. And everything from photographs of the room full of orbs to a special technology called PIP technology, where they actually film the energies that come into the room. And like with Kazekiel's energy, you get this golden bliss energy, and it's like a tornado of light that settles into the room. It settles over everybody in the healing process, and their bodies actually turn white. They pixel out into just mm-hmm. light. And this has actually been filmed, and other beings will come in like Mary, and the energy's pink. The light coming in is pink. And then the people's bodies will pixel out into a pink energy. So it holds people in a space where they can heal very quickly and very gracefully. And, you know, versus some of the other processes, which do work, but they're just a little more time consuming and a little more traumatic on the body and the nervous system to get these, you know, get these patterns out. But anyway, it's a process that's been developed over 30 years, and it's got a long track record and mm-hmm. A lot of people that are extremely grateful after the process.
Yeah, the other beautiful thing about it that we didn't mention is the connection to a person's main teacher and guide.
Yeah.
And the reunion, like you said, or initiation that happens is so familiar, and it's almost it's nice to have a name that can come through that we can help identify, because it's not so much about the name or how it felt. It's more of a frequency, and that we can use that as a tool in our lives for protection and empowerment, because basically these teachers and guides are like family on the other side that have our backs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it, you know, it's really good now, because we really think about what's happening on the planet right now. And, you know, there's an old saying, Yogananda used to talk about, you know, we have our biological family, and if your brother's a thief, you have to respect that and still love him, but you don't hang out with him, you hang out with your spiritual family. But with all the turmoil going on Earth, we have star families, and we have spiritual families on other levels that are there to remind us of our true nature and some more advanced roles that we've played in the past in other advanced civilizations. And so they're here to awaken us and remind us that, you know, we aren't this big ball of confusion and chaos down here. And you know, with, unfortunately, there's an extreme lack of love and honor and integrity and honesty and things like that. Just the crazy chaos soup that's going on down here, because so many people are wounded, is that, you know, we do have a higher family that actually operates under universal law. And they're very loving, very compassionate, very forgiving, very understanding. And, you know, they have a really high degree of integrity and honesty, and that's just how they operate. They operate, you know, from a much higher level. So
yeah.
They're there to remind us, to help us, to you know, keep us on track so we don't get caught up in this soup of chaos that's happening right now on the planet.
Right. Yeah. And also, is it what you're saying, which is such a great analogy about the river with the boulders in it that relates to our energy system, is that when you pull out those main patterns, it's like the rest falls away. And it's like the river's flowing, but it's accommodating for these boulders, and it's flowing around them. So when you pull these main ones out, it gives you a much clearer connection to your higher self and your knowing, your own inner knowing, which I think is the most empowering thing, because there really isn't any need to doubt ourselves. And that when we clear out these other patterns, is that we don't often have to seek outside of ourselves for answers, whether it's about our own soul's journey or should I move to this town or this job, is that we can move beyond those patterns and have that clearer, higher connection so that we're not doubting ourselves so much. And it just really clears things up. And I'm really grateful that I've been able to observe and study this practice with you for the last several years, because I've seen it just absolutely transform people's lives. And yeah, so thank you.
That's what makes me, you know, everybody goes, what makes you happy? And I go, seeing other people happy. I'm already happy, you know. I'm fine, you know. I'm already happy. What really makes me happy is seeing other
people. You want to see everybody lit up, because that's our nature. Yeah.
Let's get back together as one big family where we all love and support each other, and you know, get out of these old programs. You know, this old matrix, which we could go on forever.
Right.
On that. But you know, we have to realize that the world we're in right now, with all the programs and all the controls and all the false beliefs of what you have to do, you know, to be loved and accepted and approved, and all of these things are all a program. And once we get past that and realize that, you know, when we go on an inner level and develop our inner awareness and our inner love and inner support system, you know, where we're fully loved and supported on the inner levels and approved of and all these other things. You know, we're not, you know, seeking acceptance and approval outside of ourselves anymore. That's when we really take off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So on the subject of like breaking through old ways of thinking and old systems and old patterns and empowering ourselves, the one other announcement I wanted to get in there was our brother Spencer over here. We're working on organizing just a nice little get together, a little private get together, and which we've been kind of laughing and calling Contract Has Begun. I know everybody's familiar with Contact Has Begun, Spence, man, do you want to just kind of jam for a second and maybe talk about loosely some of the sort of stuff that you might be talking about or presenting or that we might be contemplating? Basically, we were planning on doing this. What is it? May. Should I write that down? Oh, May 4th and 5th.
Mm-hmm. You know, we just started talking about the conversation today about what would be the content of that kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly wouldn't be a how-to or, you know, any sort of a direct hands-on clinic where people are going to walk away and just engage. But
it's an awesome opportunity for people who are interested in
scratching the surface, maybe.
Scratching the surface of this rabbit hole of information that you kind of specialize in. Mm-hmm. Just a great opportunity for people to get together.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe we just leave it kind of open like that and fine-tune exactly what that content is going to be over time and through, you know, maybe people contacting you directly.
Yeah, so if plug in the USETI reservations. If people are interested, I mean, I know Spence has been getting a lot of people checking out some of the interviews over on Red Ice and some of the other YouTube videos and stuff. So if you're feeling that sort of information and interested in jamming on it and available to maybe hang out over in the Pacific Northwest area in the beginning of May, then certainly shoot us up an email or something.
How do people watch those videos? Where would they go to see some of the videos with Spencer?
Oh yeah, we did put together a little archive of those.
Mm-hmm. Originally, they were broadcast out of 100th Monkey Radio.
Some of them.
Mm-hmm. There's a series there called "The Nature and Character of Money," and then Red Ice Radio has a little offshoot, 314 Radio 314. And I don't remember what they called.
Lana
did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's considered a part of the Red Ice
Absolutely.
Radio network.
Yeah.
So all people got to do is just go to Red Ice. Most people are aware of that by now. Yeah. If you're not, then certainly it's an awesome site. Go check out
redicecreations.com,
I believe.
Yeah.
And there's a link to Radio 314 on the right-hand side that has a lot more of some smaller topics that Henrik can't exactly cover.
Well, yeah, Henrik's wife has been expanding to do that show, and I think that there it doesn't come out as often as Red Ice does. I think it's maybe like twice a month or something.
Yeah,
but all sorts of some really cool stuff. It's awesome to see that development over there.
Yeah,
I love Lana too. The way she just hits the nail on the head. I've listened to a few of her interviews, and she doesn't pull any punches, and she just holds people's feet to the fire on certain issues. So it's fun to watch an empowered woman just kind of, holding people's feet to the fire with certain programs that they're running.
Yeah. So I don't know if that might have been all of the stuff that we had on the agenda that we wanted to make announcements about. I don't know if anybody else has anything to add or if there's calls that are that are online waiting to come on or
no calls.
I just want to say that the greatest power is when we gather as souls together. So whether you're coming up for a weekend to hang out or to philosophize with Spencer or Kramer or Nate and the others around some of the esoteric topics of money, is that there's a great upliftment and inspiration around being able to see yourself in other people's eyes when we talk about these topics. So it's really exciting.
Well, also, two people come up when they come up here, their minds are blown just because the energy here is so uplifting. And, you know, they have an opportunity to photograph orbs and light spheres and fairies and, you know, see the ships and actually engage the beings here that have been photographed by, you know, monks and people that, you know, this is a place where the veils are very thin. And it really accelerates the awakening healing process for anybody who comes here. So it's quite a life-changing experience for people that have come here.
Another thing, too, is that the best time for viewing is usually around the new moon when it's darkest in the sky. A lot of people are drawn towards the full moon energy, but that the glowing orb that it is actually bleaches out a large amount of the sky after around 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So if you really are set on seeing ships, try to come up around a new moon.
Yeah, it is best.
Yeah.
We can give out the call numbers. Let me get out the call numbers really quick. So if people want to call in, if you want to talk about or ask any questions or talk about some of your experiences, you know, speaking of full moons, we did just go through an intense full moon right after the equinox. And I know for 2 or 3 days after that full moon, the energy here has just been off the scale in a really powerful way, in a really good way. But it's also bringing things up that need to be cleared and healed. And we're doing our part on cleaning up the unseen, you know, influences that are flying around and wreaking havoc on the planet. So it's very important. We could talk about that later on in the show if you want. But anyway, the call-in numbers are 888-627-6008 and 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. Or I think you got 530-413-5011. So let me give that first number again, 888-627-6008. And we'll give these numbers again. So if you want to grab a pen in a few minutes, you know, we'll give the numbers again if you want to call in. But, you know, it'd be great to hear people, you know, how they're getting through these times and getting through the full moon, you know, energies that just came in. And, you know, how you doing with galactic plane, you know, and the alignment with Sirius and Alcyon that's going on right now. And also, what are you seeing in the skies? Because it's not just meteors that are flying around up there and exploding in the skies as we move closer into the dark rift. We've got ships everywhere. And a lot of meteors, NASA knows this, are coming in. Asteroids and things are coming in, and they're mysteriously moving off course or being blown to bits, as that one in Russia. You know, there's clear video of a ship going right through that meteor, blowing it into several pieces. So it was a very large meteor. It was an asteroid, actually. It was much bigger And later on, they said that. They said, hey, this was much bigger than we thought it was. And if it wasn't for whatever happened there that, that blew it to pieces, it would have been a very messy event, you know. So, you know, there are possibilities out there. And if enough of us start doing our meditation and prayer work and ask for divine intervention, which includes our off-world, you know, visitors out there, we can avoid a lot of these, you know, catastrophes. But, you know, we have to do our part. You know, we can't expect them to save us and do everything for us. We all have to stand on our own 2 feet and do our part, you know, in this process. But anyway, let me, if you got your pins there, let me give you those numbers again. It's 888-627-6008, 530-327-7602, or 530-413-4522. And lines are open. Hopefully our producer will be shooting the numbers through pretty quickly. Well, that is getting interesting. we're having crazy stuff happen here. Okay, anyway, this is strange. All right, so anyway, we are, my Skype just went crazy again. So now this is the second time this is happening. I hope I don't lose this show. We've got it hooked up. Okay. Looks like they're giving me a new thing. It's 888-627-6008. No, that's it. That's it. We've got the right number. I'm, as usual, we're having crazy things happen here. I've got both my iPhone and my iPad. I'm running my thumb across it to make it work, and they aren't working. And I can get in more detail about that, but I don't want to. But like toilets aren't flushing with infrared sensors and things like that. So I'm having some real crazy
stuff. There was that lamp that you bought the other day, too, yeah. That didn't work.
Yeah, I bought this Touchstone lamp, and I keep touching it, and it won't come on, you know? And I don't know what's going on with my energy fields, but it's getting a little crazy. And it looks like we've got Jim on line one. Let's see if we can bring Jim on the show.
Yes, good evening, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
I've been listening to James. I've been listening to the show, the entire show, and the changes that you were talking about for security reasons.
Yeah,
that you've begun. If I was, and this is a hypothetical, if I or anyone was interested in visiting the ranch under the current situation. Under the current changes, how would I know where to go if the gate is closed and there is no signage and you know, nothing identifying, and the mailbox isn't there anymore, for example?
James, how about I get that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Jim. So the way it would work is, you know, you just send me an inquiry about it. We'd get into a little back and forth with some email. You know, there'd be some basic questions that we'd want to ask, and you know, just to feel out who's inquiring. But through the email privately, I'd get you all of that information with the description of how to find us and link up with us and the appropriate time and all that sort of stuff. So it would all just be done privately.
Privately. Have you all received threats?
Well, there's been a number of issues that the ranch has just been dealing with for a number of years, and you know, without going into a whole big thing about it, it's just been necessary for us to evolve our system again to for our own sanity. You know, for our own safety, you know, and just to keep it efficient for everybody. You know, there has been times in the past where, you know, we've had any number of of characters just roll up on the place, like, you know, waking James up at 3 a.m, come knocking on his door and stuff. And you know, that's kind of an extreme example, but I trust that you can understand that, you know, the interest in James and in the ranch and in, you know, in all these different topics is just skyrocketing, you know, over the last few years. And so in order for us to just keep things efficient and be able to have enough time for our own private downtime, it's another reason that this has kind of become necessary for us to evolve in this fashion.
Yes, speaking for myself, yes, I would like to visit the ranch, and I would think, having this is not the first show I've listened to. I have listened over to shows over the last year or so, and I would think that most people would be coming to the ranch to see the show, so to speak, to see ships. And yeah. I guess that would be the big attraction. And then I guess the secondary, I may be wrong, but the secondary attraction would be the other things, the other services that you offer. For example, the healing sessions. I may be wrong on that, but because everyone has their own, you know, their own take on that. But I would think that would be the big reason people would come in hope of seeing something.
Yeah, and that's
am I right?
That's going to happen. It's just that we just have to tighten things up a little bit for various reasons. We can't go into all the details on why we need to tighten things up, but we just need to tighten things up. But it's still going to be available. It's just there's just certain restrictions that we have to put into place, you know, for that. Yeah, and also too, we're going to have, you know, some film crews and things like that are going to be up here. Doing some things and so we have to kind of keep a lid on that a little bit, just because when they're filming and they're up here, you know, having people, you know, interfering with that process. So it's becoming a little more private for several reasons. We can't go into all the reasons, but it's just becoming a little more private and a lot of it just for our own sanity. And as Nate said, quite a few times I've had people banging on my door at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, where are you? Why aren't you out here? You know, hey, I just saw something, you know, and people, you know, with a few beers under their belt and, you know, and whatever else and things like that. And we're really focused on more of a spiritual approach here and, you know, no drug policy and things of that nature. So, you know, we're just having to kind of, you know, tighten things up a bit, you know, for several reasons. A lot of it's just for our own sanity.
Yeah.
What kind of accommodations do you have? Do you have rooms for rent, for example, or
camp? Well, Jim, again, all of that sort of stuff, like none of the stuff is for rent, and nothing is open to the public. We're not portraying that we're a hotel or anything like that. And I think that probably discussion of the specifics of that is probably outside of the scope of this this radio show. But again, if you or anyone else is interested about that stuff, we'd be happy to have a private discussion about that with you or anybody inquires.
Okay. The email address is on the SETI website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all the contact information is there.
Yeah, again, you can go ahead and shoot me an email over at esetireservations@gmail.com.
Okay.
So, Jim, do you have anything else to share with us? Are you having any kind of crazy experiences out there?
Well,
now, Jim, where did you say you were located at again, brother?
Oh, well, I didn't. I haven't said where. I'm in the southern part of the country, but I don't care to you know, get specific about that. As far as experiences in terms of seeing ships, no, but definitely this past James is right about the intensity of the last full moon period, in particular the days leading up to the full moon. Mm-hmm. Were very intense. But I think just about every full moon, that I've gone through recently has been intense emotionally, you know, things. And for instance, when I'm feeling angry, for example, I'll think, wait a minute, are we in a full moon phase? And generally, that's the reason, you know. Or somebody else is getting upset, and I think, well, why is this going on? And it turns out to be, well, maybe the full moon phase is having an effect. I guess so. Yeah, over the years there have been. I'm sorry. What?
No, I was saying if you get these solar flares too, when they're impacting, the same effect's happening. People get really irritable and they get a little off-centered and spacey, and you can have a lot of accidents, and everything gets accelerated during those cycles as well.
Yeah. Also, when during the Mercury retrograde, it seems like there are, because I kind of keep an eye on what's happening around in this area around me, you know, during Mercury retrogrades. I know that accidents supposedly crashes, you know, traffic crashes supposedly go up, and there certainly are a lot of them. But it just seems like that people go crazy. It just seems some people, but irritability and that kind of thing. It all happens around the full moon. So I'm glad that the full moon has passed.
Yeah.
And I guess we'll just prepare for the next one. No, I have not. I mean, things may be going on that I'm not aware of, consciously aware of. I'm sure, you know, that things are going on in that area. But no, I haven't seen it. I can't say I have physically seen a ship, you know, recently.
Oh, great.
So,
hey, well,
I do remember. There is something. There is something that I will share. This happened several years ago. I was about to walk into a church, and this was a church from my boyhood that I used to, because I went to a school, a Catholic school, and of course on the campus there was a church, and I was about to walk in. And just before I walked in, I heard a voice in my coming. You know, the voice wasn't coming from someone else. It was in my head, and it was like it was as if just for a few seconds, the volume of everything else around me, the noise of the traffic, birds chirping, everything, all of that suddenly was like someone came and turned the volume down, and this voice came through and said, "Welcome back. It's been a long time."
Wow. Yeah, that, you know what happens? You're like lifted up into another dimension, and your awareness of the dimension you're in fades back, so you can actually communicate with the other dimension that's having a conversation with you. It's a really weird process that happens. I've had that happen quite a bit.
Yeah. It was like, well, welcome back, Mr. So-and-so. It's been a long time. And then the volume, everything else came back to normal. And I thought, well, thank you. But, you know, that was it. Nothing like that has ever happened since. So I feel, fortunate or grateful that they I don't think that would have happened. I don't think whatever being that was, and I'm not sure you know, who it was or what it was, but I don't think they would have done that if they thought it would freak me out. So apparently they felt that I had reached a certain point where they could make that kind of contact and communication with me, you know, without, you see. So I feel like, well, maybe, you know, I feel like, well, thank you. I must have reached a certain level then, you know, for them to do that, because I'm sure that they wouldn't have done that if they thought that, you know, it would be a problem.
Yeah. You know, it's all about mastering your fear, you know. The same thing with the ships and everything. I've seen people say, come out to the field and say, I want them to land. I want them to land right in front of me and get out and hand me an object, you know. And I said, really, you think you're ready? And they go, yeah. And then a ship will come in, it'll drop down low, and they're running and they're hugging a tree, you know, afraid of being taken or something. And, you know, we think we're ready. I've had masters here that were like Qigong and Kung Fu masters and things like that, when a ship drops down low, they just freeze and they go into an altered state, you know, and they have a camera and everything. And they don't even pick it up and film, you know, because they're so blown away by the experience that, you know, it totally changes your life. And we think we are ready for these experiences until it happens. And it's a gradual thing. We have to build up to it usually.
Yeah. Hmm. So.
Well, anyway, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Very good. Yeah, I really enjoy the show. It's very good. It's very informative, and it's a good. It's a great service.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like we've got some other callers hanging on here. So hopefully we're waiting for the we're having a little bit of computer glitch here, but it looks like things are working out. I don't know why my computer jumps to another part of Skype where it's hard to get the lines, but I've got it back again, you know, to see who's calling in. So again, if you want to call in, it's 888-627-6008. And 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4522. We just got about 10 minutes left on the show. So it's your chance, you know, if you want to call in and share some experience or ask some questions, you know, feel free. You know, I want to talk a little bit about the changes because I am overwhelmed with emails with people saying, what is going on? And they're having people very close to them, a lot of relationship, just hitting, butting heads, and a lot of light workers are really taking some hits out there right now. And I don't, there's some people I know very well that I think are very advanced beings, very awake beings, and they're just going, what is going on? It's like I'm just getting hammered and attacked this is just getting crazy. So we have to realize that there is a war going on. It's a spiritual war. There are casualties in this war. You know, there are people that aren't strong enough. There are people that, and it's sad, you know, and these things happen. But, you know, we got to stay centered. We got to stay centered in our own personal God connection, creator spirit connection, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, to get through these things, and it's not easy, trust me. It's even if you're pretty advanced or pretty adept, these challenges are sometimes just overwhelming and rough to get through. But, you know, as I said before, you know, relationships are for growth. They're not so much for happiness. If you got happiness, consider yourself lucky because with all these energies coming in, you know, there's a lot of processing going on. So anyway, it looks like we've got Travis on line one. Travis, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How you doing, James?
Doing good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, yes, I've been listening to you for a little while, a couple years now, and I love the things that you've been saying. And personally, myself, I've experienced quite a few contacts from early on, early age, and been waving my arms, throwing my arms in the air, saying, hey, look, everybody, look what's going on. Look, is everybody seeing this? And, you know, it's been part of my life as, you know, as who I am to kind of like wave my arms. And, you know, from like I said, early age, around four, and later on, there's been experiences where I've been with people and we've seen ships fly away. And this is right all in the Seattle area. Snohomish County, down in Monroe. And, so yeah, I've been, personally been struggling myself trying to get the world to say, hey, you know, there's a lot going on, you guys. There's not just this thing. There's a whole process of that's happening that people need to start to wake up and say, hey, you know, let's wake up and play ball, because people they're stuck in this, we're stuck in third grade. Mm-hmm. And you know, everyone gets stuck. We've lost the basics of the circle, square, and the triangle, the simple sacred symbols get thrown out at an early age, and the kids don't even, they don't learn, and off we go. And so we're just, like I said, I don't want to rant and rave all night about myself, but what do you think would be a good suggestion for, you know, people who are a contactee or have experienced a lot of strange stuff, and what can they do to, you know, make themselves not look so crazy in the world today?
Well, I think the world, you know, what's that old saying? You know, it's not the mark of a, you know, it's I can't remember how the saying, I wish I had it here, but, you know, to say, you know, you're well adjusted to a sick society does not establish your character. It does not establish the character of a man. And so I would just stay true to yourself and true to your experience, and realize that these experiences are happening everywhere right now. And not everybody can even have these experiences because they're not, they haven't done their homework. They're not, their senses just aren't able, you know, because you see with your brain, not your eyes. And so their minds aren't open, or they've just chosen not to have these experiences, even look at them. And it's really their loss. But there's things that are going to happen here very shortly that are going to totally vindicate everything you've been talking about. And you'll be there. They'll end up coming to you saying, well, what is going on? I just saw this, and, you know, help me out with this. And so eventually you'll be on top of things.
Yeah. I hope so. I hope it's, it's a nice process. I think that people need to, like you said, about when the ships come in, I've experienced it before where it's like, oh my gosh, they're going to land. And then you feel like your whole heart's going to explode, and you realize, yeah, just stay calm, just be normal. There's like, it's like going to see your old friend. You don't like freak out. It's like he's a celebrity, yeah, or anything. He's just a regular dude. And yeah, so it's such a, the process is, because this planet has been stuck in this routine of the non-connection of the higher, you know, beings or whoever is doing their thing, is,
yeah,
it's kind of difficult.
I tell you right now, I've got my thumb out, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, too. I already know the way out. I'm just
thumbs out, you know, saying, you know, pick me up. There's no intelligent life here. But that's just a joke, folks. I'm just kidding. But anyway, hey, thanks for calling in, Travis. We've got one more caller we're going to try to get in.
Great.
But hang in there. You know, this is all going to manifest. All the things you've seen and talked about are going to be seen everywhere. And eventually people are going to be asking you questions like, what was that and how do I understand it?
All right. Thanks a lot, James.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Bye.
All right. We've got Dusty on line two. Dusty, are you with us? We got time for one more call. Dusty on line two. Looks like Dusty might have blown away. No, Dusty? Oh, going once, going twice. Looks like I've got another line coming in. Another communication. Maybe Dusty fell off or got abducted. Who knows? But, yep, Dusty fell off the face of the earth and probably got beamed up, and hopefully Dusty will call in and tell us about their experience. So anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour here. So I just want to thank everybody for listening and be patient with us, you know, considering the changes that we're undergoing, they're necessary. It doesn't mean that we don't love all of you and want to see all of you and would like to hang out with all of you. It just means that things are getting streamlined here, and we have to change things a little bit just because of the course of human events. And so one day we'll all be able to live freely, lovingly, happily, and break bread together without any constrictions whatsoever. And I think that's not too far around the corner. But right now we've got to... when in Rome, do as the Romans do. So anyway, there's a lot more of that story we don't have time to get into. And again, if you want to come up and check out the ranch and if you want to know about events, you know, sign up for the newsletter or mainly check into East City Reservations. And and then you'll get an email from there. And because everything's private, you know, so don't just come hopping in your Winnebago and drive up with the kids, you know, and bring your hot dogs and things like that. It may not work out too well. That's just because of the way things are right now. So it's good to let us know. I mean, we all have private lives too. It's a working ranch. We've got yaks and chickens and gardens and all these other things happening here. And so there's, you know, some days of the week we just have to really take care of business. You know, we got fences to mend and things of that nature. So we're trying to more streamline, you know, when we are open and when we can, you know, entertain friends and family and things of that nature. So anyway, it looks like we're coming up to the end of the hour here. We're out of callers right now. So I don't know if Nate is still on the line.
We're all still here. And, you know, maybe we could just say a couple of closing remarks, kind of going back to, I don't know if that was, who was that, Dusty or Jim or Travis? Uh-huh. You know, just talking about, you know, potentially having a hard time relating to our friends or loved ones and, sharing some of the stuff that we are interested in or that we are aware of with them. Uh-huh. And, you know, that resonates with me and I think my partner as well. I can certainly relate to that. I know I've gone through portions of my life where it's like, where is anybody else that is interested or that is aware of this stuff? But there's tons of people that are, and the interest and the understanding of this is growing all the time. And we got to just, you know, you got to just believe in yourself and just own it, man.
And also that your truth is your truth, and you do not need anybody to accept you outside of that or to prove it to you or to validate your existence and your truth. Because when you've had an experience, you hold that close to your heart, mm-hmm. and you start to embody it, you start to emanate it, and you stop telling the stories around it because you just start to become your truth. And that's the greatest gift to this planet, is to become that embodiment. So we mm-hmm. understand and we love all of you.
Yeah.
And if people tell you you're insane, I say thank you. I am insanity, and you are out of sane. You know, so this whole world is out of sane. And if you don't believe that, just look at the condition of society and the environment. But anyway, we've got to sign off now. Thanks a lot, Nate, Jana, and Spencer for popping on the air. We're out of time. I've got to be signing off here. So this is James Gillen, your host with As You Wish Talk Radio. Sign in next week, and we're going to have a lot more interesting guests coming up, so stay tuned. Hi.